Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dallas ISD. Big announcement. They say they will now require clear backpacks at all campuses starting with this coming school year. KRLD's Robin Geske with more on why.
The district made the announcement on Wednesday, saying that students may keep a small, non-clear pouch for personal items like cell phones or money, but otherwise, backpacks must be completely see-through. Dallas Superintendent Stephanie Ellis-Alde says the changes are necessary to keep up with changing threats to students.
We're going to continue to be proactive. We want to continue to have the safe schools that we have had in the past so that our students and our team can enjoy teaching and learning and growing together.
Now, this is just one of several security changes that will be in place this fall, many of which, like silent alarms and armed security guards, are courtesy of legislation passed this session in Austin. From the 24-Hour News Center, Robin Geske, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
Longtime Fort Worth Attorney John Scott has been sworn in as interim Texas Attorney General while the impeachment process against Ken Paxton proceeds.
Governor Abbott administered the oath of office in Austin Wednesday. Abbott said, "I appoint John Scott for this role based on the Texas Constitution to serve for a temporary period during the Texas Senate's resolution of the impeachment proceedings." Scott's career has been a mix of state government and private practice with offices in Fort Worth and Austin. Scott is a past chief operating officer for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission and a former deputy attorney general for civil litigation under Greg Abbott, when Abbott was Texas Attorney General. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas County judge has sentenced a man to prison time for a series of crimes that nearly killed an off-duty Dallas police officer last fall. KRLD's LP Phillips with the story.
21-year-old Angel Navarro has been put in prison for 4 years for getting into a drunk driving accident that sent Dallas police officer Ismael Alvarez to the hospital. But that wasn't the half of it. On November 3rd, Navarro had been drinking when he stole a car. Then he got into a race with another suspected drunk driver on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. About that time, Dallas police officer Alvarez was just getting off his overnight shift when Navarro slammed into his car. Navarro has pleaded guilty to a number of charges, all the sentences to be served at the same time. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 8:06 at KRLD. Vatican City weighing in on a dispute between the Bishop of Fort Worth and an Arlington nun.
Bishop Michael Olson alleges that the Reverend Mother Teresa Agnes Gerlach violated her vow of chastity by committing adultery with a priest from outside the Fort Worth diocese. Gerlach responded by suing Bishop Olson, saying that he is overstepping his authority. Well, Olson's investigation apparently has the blessing of Pope Francis, who yesterday granted him governing authority over the monastery of the Most Holy Trinity, where Gerlach serves as prioress. Gerlach's lawyer says the allegations are false and that the Pope's decree has no authority over Texas law. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, 8:07, Fort Worth wants to add a controversial new tool that some are calling an invasion of privacy. They're doing it in the name of lowering crime.
It's gunshot detection technology, which will be added to smart streetlights and already existing flock cameras. It pinpoints if a gun has been fired and gives the exact coordinates to the police. But there are concerns about the potential mass surveillance capabilities and placing them in communities where trust in law enforcement is already low.
Several large metropolitan areas are getting pushback, and Chicago is facing legal issues by groups trying to have this technology evidence be inadmissible to courts.
But at a recent city council meeting, members say the technology is needed.
We have to continue to make our citizens feel safe. And if this is a way we can do it in a very objective way to find out what crime is happening, then we should be doing it in everything that we do.
Police say this is another way to combat crime while leaving residents and bystanders untouched. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.